I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour across the Midwest is underway. Day one, really. Chip Flory joins us from, are you on the eastern or the western leg? You're on the western leg, aren't you, today?
I'm on the western leg, yep, up here in South Dakota.
He's with Pro Farmer, of course. You can follow him online and all the things that are happening on the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, especially on Twitter. Plenty of tweets out there. Just look for hashtag PFTour13, and I'll be posting into Twitter as well. Chip, tell me about what you've seen so far, and then maybe we can go through the process.
You bet. We're just getting a good start. We're seeing what we expected to see up here in South Dakota, a pretty good corn crop. It's a little late maturity, late melt to early dough, but we're seeing good ear counts, good yield potential up here, Todd, and I stress potential, because we're going to need all of September, and it better be a good September, and it wouldn't hurt to get the first 10 days of October, too, to make sure that we get this corn crop home and in good shape. The beans up here, generally speaking, in pretty good shape. I'd like to see a little bit more vegetative growth on them, but I think that's kind of what we expected to see up here. The pods are still fairly flat. They're just barely starting to fill. Got a long ways to go on this bean crop and the corn crop up here if we're going to get it home. The pod counts, though, are coming in right about where you'd like to see them. I was just kind of hoping and thinking that maybe we were going to see an above-average bean crop up here in South Dakota, and I don't know if we're seeing that or not.
One of the things you reminded folks that are following you on Twitter, I believe it was you that reminded them, is not to take just any one of the field reports, but you kind of have to put them all together. How is it that that happens?
When Twitter started up and we got all the social networking going on out here, you know, this tour is built for something like Twitter, and it's because you're constantly getting fresh data throughout the course of the day. And not only that, but you're out there and you feel like you're by yourself, really. You know, you feel like you're out here on the route and nobody else is looking at this area, and by golly, I need to be talking about what I saw on each and every stop. I don't do that. I try to give some general impressions of what we're seeing, talk more about maturity of the crop and overall yield potential rather than trying to get too specific in things. The other thing that we need to do is just remember that when you are looking at things on Twitter, that's one field on one route. And there's been times, Todd, where guys have come back and said, boy, that was a good corn crop, and they were on the best route of the day, and everything else is worse than them, and it doesn't turn out like they thought it would. So that's the danger of a one-route tour, that things just aren't representative when you're taking a sliver of southeast South Dakota. But when you cover it like we're doing with 10 routes up here, you really start to get a pretty good idea what the yield potential is.
Hey, can you tell me more about the virtual crop tour that you've got started on AgWeb 2? What is that all about?
Yeah, what you can do is if you wonder if how your fields are stacking up to what we're seeing out here on tour, we've got directions on the website. You can go to profarmer.com and get it. Take a look at how we do what we do in each cornfield and each soybean field. The virtual tour is for corn yields only, but take a look at how that works. And then once you get all the data that you need, you can go back to profarmer.com, get onto the virtual crop tour, and you can enter the data. You got to start with your state and your county, fill in the information or the data that's required, and when everything's said and done, you hit submit, and it'll calculate the yield for you, and it'll go into the database. Now, we don't use that for the crop tour data at all, but, you know, it's just kind of a fun thing for people to do if they can't come out here on tour.
A couple of other things. If people want to hear the results directly from you, at least from the daily logs, they can do that in the evenings. Tonight, where will you be?
Yeah, tonight we're going to be in Grand Island, Nebraska. We're going to wrap up. We've got about 400 area farmers that are coming in to sit down and talk with us and talk with the scouts about what they saw throughout the course of the day. That's where we're going to release the information, and it'll go out to all the news wires and everything out there. But it'll also be available almost immediately. As soon as we've got the data done, it'll be available on profarmer.com.
Okay, so you'll be in Grand Island, but on the eastern leg, they'll be...
They're going to end up today in Fishers, Indiana, just outside of Indianapolis.
Right, and then so people can join in on that one, and then tomorrow night they'll be right in our area in Bloomington, Illinois.
Exactly, yep.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing from you each and every day this week and then on Commodity Week, of course, for the weekend. Thanks so much, Chip, and be safe out there. Have fun.
Hey, thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. That's Chip Flory. He's with Pro Farmer out on the western leg of the Pro Farmer Midwestern Crop Tour. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.